I'm going to be doing a little bit of reading this morning. And it's about Solomon. And, you know, the wisdom of Solomon just has me in awe. And God has given us an open door to wisdom. And that's his book that he's given to us. And so if we're looking for answers, we can always go back to his word. But God gave Solomon a special kind of wisdom. And I'm going to start reading here in 1 Kings 2. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgment, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. That the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart, with all their soul, they shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. And so David's seed was going to carry on, and they would prosper if they followed in the ways of the Lord. Let's turn to 1 Kings 3, and I'm going to read verse 3 to 15 there. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father, only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask what I shall give thee. And you know, just in that verse where he offered 1,000 burnt offerings, I had to think, what were those burnt offerings about? What was he giving glory to the Lord for? We have so many things to give glory to God for. And Solomon said, Thou hast shown unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered, nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? And the speech blessed the Lord that Solomon had asked these things. And God said unto him, Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did, walk then, and I will lengthen thy days. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream, and he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings and made a feast to all his servants. And in reading that, I just had to think about, you know, God gave Solomon a great wisdom, and Solomon was walking in the ways of the Lord and searching. And then 1 Kings 8, 22 to 30, now, God asked a lot of Solomon because he walked in his ways. 22 to 30. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands towards heaven. And now this is when, after they'd moved the ark into the temple, and Solomon's asking the Lord to come in. And he said, Lord God of Israel, There is no God like thee in heaven, above or on earth, beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who hast kept with thy servant David my father that thou promised him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth, and hast filled it with thine hand as it is this day. Therefore now, Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that thou promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified which thou spakest unto thy servant David my father. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have builded thee. And that's kind of the verse that I was circling around. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be open toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place. And hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. And I just had to think about how, you know, the temple is the church in our hearts. And when we come through these doors, is sin entering these doors with us, or is sin pushed back? And are we entering the temple of temples? And is this really God's house, or are we just here on a falsehood? And we all know how Solomon's life ended, and it's a sad ending, but God has given us wisdom right here in his word that we can carry on all the days of our lives in wisdom and knowledge. And it's so beautiful a thing that he has given us. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.